President Obama will not be traveling to Russia for the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Instead, Obama chose the members of an official U.S. delegation to the Games, and it includes two openly gay athletes. One of them is tennis great Billie Jean King. It's being seen as a diplomatic slap at Russia's law banning so-called gay propaganda. Christine Brennan is a sports columnist with USA Today. She also helped write Billie Jean King's book, Pressure is a Privilege, Lessons I've Learned from Life and the Battle of the Sexes. Brennan says that Obama's inclusion of King in the delegation is a stroke of genius.
What better way to show the nation's disgust for Russian President Vladimir Putin's anti-gay propaganda law, in my opinion, than for Obama to send an American cultural icon, a sports legend, who, by the way, also happens to be openly gay. I think it's just a masterstroke in terms of the United States sending a message to Putin that the nation cannot stand this law and is making the best statement it can at the opening ceremonies with the delegation it's sending to the Games.
Well, I mean, she is not afraid to speak her mind. Do you think that could get her into trouble, or do you think that may be part of the reason Obama chose her?
Oh, I think it's the latter. Yeah, I think speaking one's mind, obviously, is something in the United States that we take very seriously. But the notion that the Olympics, which is all about inclusion and equality and opportunity, would then be played, would be held, of course, in February in a country that is so discriminatory against millions of its own people. It's appalling, frankly. I'm a columnist, obviously, so I give my opinion.
I mean, clearly a lot of people are upset with the anti-gay propaganda law in Russia, but, I mean, this is not just gay rights, though. It's also international diplomacy now. Could that backfire for the U.S.-Russia relationship and maybe take the U.S. down a path that, you know, the White House did not intend?
You know, I'm not an expert on that. I'm an expert on sports and the Olympics and cultural issues involving sports. But my sense is that the president weighed all of his options and thought about this and made this statement that will stand, in my mind, will stand the test of time. I mean, who does not recall Jesse Owens winning four gold medals at the Berlin Olympic Games in 1936? Obviously, most people weren't born then. I was not anywhere near born then. But I know the story as if I were there. So if Obama and if the U.S. delegation is a part of writing another chapter in that kind of history, I think that's a very good thing.
I mean, the Jesse Owens moment was a huge moment, but then, of course, came the war and lots of horror and tragedy. What about post-Olympics in Sochi? I mean, there are gay Russian families who are planning to flee Russia because they're so scared of these anti-gay laws and that they might actually even strengthen after the games. What can sports really do about that?
Well, that's what I think while we're having this conversation, of course, Billie Jean King, and then for the closing ceremony, Caitlin Cahau is also openly gay. Hockey player, two-time Olympian for the U.S. She's in the closing ceremony delegation. So I think that's what's so important here. It's the visual. It's the message. But to your point, there are millions of Russians who are gay, have family members who are gay, friends who are gay, who have to live in that country year-round. They don't get to leave when the circus pulls up and leaves town 2.5 weeks after it arrives, the Olympic Games. No, they've got to stay forever. And that's what, to me, Billie Jean King is saying. The face of Billie Jean King is saying to those Russians, again, my perspective on this is that the United States is with you, and I think that's a fabulous message to be sending.
I got to say, since hearing the news about Billie Jean King, I have this recurring image in my mind of the Battle of the Sexes match, only Bobby Riggs is replaced by Vladimir Putin, but I reckon Putin will be far more clever than Bobby Riggs.
Well, Battle of the Sexes, too. I did see that on Twitter. Someone
said really?
That. And I don't know. Billie Jean King, I would not ever count her out of any battle.
Christine Brennan, a sports columnist with USA Today. Thanks so much.
Marco, thank you.